Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast. Welcome to The Cold Shoulder, a podcast about school dress codes. Today, I will be discussing all aspects of dress codes, such as the opposing opinions of it, how it can be demeaning towards girls, and how dress codes can be beneficial. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast. Welcome to The Cold Shoulder, a podcast about school dress codes. Today, I will be discussing all aspects of dress codes, such as the opposing opinions of it, how it can be demeaning towards girls, and how dress codes can be beneficial. Many people oppose the thought of a dress code, but others do not. In this segment, I will be talking about those two different views. Many schools have restrictions and regulations with what students are allowed to wear, but that can limit self-expression. Kids should be allowed to express themselves any way they want and not to have to worry about getting in trouble. I'm not sure what the purpose of dress code is for besides making them feel ashamed of how they look in the clothing their parents purchased them, says a woman by the name of Perlman. Introducing our second segment, dress codes can be quite demeaning towards girls. Nowadays, you can't really find knee-length shorts in major mainstream brands. Also, people don't understand how a shoulder and a collarbone can be so distracting towards boys. Not only that, but it sends a subtle message to girls. A middle school student in Illinois had a protest about banning leggings and yoga pants because they are too distracting to boys. Dress codes are dominated more towards girls and more lenient towards boys. Girls are forced to change out of their clothes by school administrators, causing them to feel ashamed of their bodies. It is not fair that girls are more targeted than boys. Wrapping it up with our third segment, I will be discussing how school dress codes can actually be beneficial, surprisingly. On the opposing argument, people believe it puts a good position into maintaining a good image and environment. Also, that the dress code is not sexist and you shouldn't be allowed to wear what you want whenever you want because it could be inappropriate in the certain environment you're in, such as schools. But it is sexist to justify a dress code protecting men's urges. People are creating a problem that is not a threat to women's rights. That is the end of this episode. Once again, thank you for tuning in. On my next episode, I will be talking about more school rules.